Welcome to the Down to Business podcast with Alex Kirby, where entrepreneurs and small businesses come to stretch themselves and grow their company. From interviews to in-depth discussions, you'll learn how to market effectively, increase profits, and become the leader your company needs you to be. Now, let's get down to business.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of the Down to Business podcast with Alex Kirby. Hope you're doing great today, as I am. I'm freezing cold. It is getting cold here in South Carolina, but I'm sure you guys up north or people who live over the pond are much colder than me, so I'm not going to complain. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're healthy. The coronavirus is still really running rampant everywhere we go, so we are praying here at the Down to Business podcast, me and producer Chris, for your safety and your health and your family. Is the Christmas season is on us, and there's a lot going on. So again, hope you guys are doing great. Thank you for joining us on this episode. We appreciate a lot of the feedback and shout outs on Instagram. Want to give a shout out to Luke White of Luke White Enterprises for his awesome post, and Aaron Ashton of Ashton Landscaping out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for all the support on the podcast. So really want to thank you guys. If you want to give us a shout out, I'll hook you up here on the podcast. We would love to do that. Again, it really means a lot to us. We have, you know, Chris and I started this beginning of the year from scratch, and we've scratched and clawed and fought our way to, you know, where we are today, and we really appreciate all the support. This episode today, we wanted to talk about something that I think is really going to be beneficial for our listeners here today, because we're wrapping up the year. I mean, we're three weeks away from the end of the season. A lot of your businesses' fiscal years end at the end of the season, at the end of this month, excuse me. And you start looking towards 2021. And man, I know a lot of us are really ready for 2020 to be over and done with. I mean, this has been, it's going to be in the record books, man. This year is going to go down in the history books as a year that has been unlike any other. I mean, think back to like the Black Plague and how you know about that from school. I believe in 100 years, we're going to be looking back at this time and people are going to be thinking about the coronavirus in the same types of ways. So a lot of us are ready to look forward. So this episode is titled Finish Strong. And how do you do that in your business? How do you wrap up your current business year, taxes, you know, selling things? Maybe you have a lot of overstock. Maybe you own a clothing company. You've got some overstock. How do you get that off your shelves to fill up with new material for 2021? So we're going to talk a little bit about how to finish strong and then how to look forward to the next year. This is something that I take very seriously. About the first week of November of every year, I start planning for the next year and the next ventures that we have to do and the things we have to do. So it's, you know, it's a 2 month, 3 month process for me. And my business is where I'm looking towards how to wrap up nicely, how to hopefully project what's coming. And that's something that we're going to talk a lot about, is how do you project and how do you analyze the analytics of what you've done this year. So first off, let's talk a little bit about finishing strong. In order to, it doesn't, you know, let's think about a football game here. When you kick off and you've won the first three quarters of the football game, it doesn't mean you've won the game. It means you've started off really well, but the thing you have to do is hold on to your lead and end the game with, you know, zeros on the scoreboard, and your score is better than your opponent. But a lot of times people get lazy and slack, and they're like, man, you got a big lead. And they, you know, the next thing you know, the team creeps back in and takes the lead and you lose the last second field goal. Same thing kind of can happen with business if you're not careful, guys. You've had a great 9, 10, 11 months, and you take the foot off the gas, so to speak, and you take the eye off the prize, and you get a little bit lackadaisical with your business, and then the next thing you know, everything starts falling apart at the end, and it kind of ruins what was a great year. So I don't want that for you. You don't want that for you. So how do we finish strong? So here's some tips on how to finish strong. The first thing is make sure you have a big, long meeting with your CPA or your accountant, the same thing, excuse me, but make sure if you have an accountant, you need to have a meeting for several hours and make sure your ducks are in a row with the government, with you, where you think your profits are, with where, if you have inventory, where your inventory is at, just all those back end things of your business. If you don't have an accountant, I encourage you, as soon as you are done with listening to this episode, Google accountants in my area, look for the highest rated on Google stars, and you hire an accountant as soon as possible. The one thing you don't want to have as a Christmas gift is a big tax bill from the IRS. That would really suck. That's like being on the naughty list and having coal in your stocking in the business world. You do not want that. So make sure you have an accountant that knows what they're doing, can give you some help and guidance there. Another way to finish strong is to really sit down and look at your business with without the blinders on, so to speak. You know, a lot of times in our businesses, we can be really proud of what we've done, which is absolutely what you should do. But sometimes we let that pride go a little bit too far and we get naive about the areas of our business that are maybe not as good as they should be. Maybe they're actually really weak and they need to be either cut off or they need to be strengthened to the point where they actually can succeed. But sometimes we can tell ourselves, oh no, it'll get better. And the next thing you know, it's 2 years down the road and it's costing you hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and it's become a problem. So finishing strong in your business means analyzing what has worked and what hasn't worked during the year. Sit down, again, a football reference, look at the game film and let's see what's working and what's not. Maybe you had a marketing strategy that did not do very well and you should never do it again. Maybe you hired a position that you realized didn't make any more revenue for your business and it was just a wasted hire. You need to cut that out, right? There could be a lot of things, a host of things that could be wrong. But if you're not sitting down and really analyzing your business and slowing down, taking a day or so and really thinking through that, you're not going to have the time to finish well and finish strong in those areas. So number two thing is kind of analyze your business's performance, so to speak, throughout the year. And the third thing with finishing strong is make sure you end it on a high note. So whether that's an employee appreciation day, whether that's recapping in a meeting, just, you know, to your team how great of a year you guys have had or goals you guys met, and just really you want to end the year on a high note. So maybe that's paying off debt, actually. Maybe that's, you know, you've had a credit card with a balance for all year and now you've got the money and you can go pay that off and be like, man, what a great thing. We just paid off X amount of money at the end of 2020. That it just puts a really nice bow on what was a good year and makes it a great year. So one of the things that I recommend, guys, again, is finishing strong with putting a bow on what is a great year for your business. So that is number three. Hey guys, this episode of the Down to Business podcast is brought to you by Jobber. We want to thank Jobber so much for being a show sponsor. And if you guys want an awesome CRM, that's client relations management software, Jobber is the one to go with. It has been critical to all my businesses and they are awesome to work with. If you want 20% off your first 6 months, go to the show notes or go to any of our link trees on our Instagram pages for 20% off your first 6 months of Jobber. And if you do that, make sure you DM us, show us you're using Jobber, and we'll send you guys some free swag from the Down to Business podcast or Trifecta Landscaping. Thanks again, guys, so much. And thanks, Jobber. So then, guys, transitioning from finishing strong, when you wrap up something good, you got to go on to something great. And so I want to talk a few minutes about how do you look forward to a new year and how do you project? How do you think about what the things your business might need, some of the goals you have? How do you do that in a healthy way? And one of the things I want to talk about is give you a little bit of insight into one of our sessions we do for my guys who I business coach. And that is our marketing one. And so let me give you guys a little bit of inside information and maybe something you haven't thought about when it comes to marketing, because that will help you in thinking about how to look forward. So when you're thinking about how to market and advertise in the next year, 2021, you actually want to look at, first thing you want to do is look at your destination and then reverse engineer the path to get to that destination. So let me give you an example. If your goal is to double your business in the next year, or your goal is to get 100 more clients if you're in a business that is a recurring client structure like landscaping, like heating and air companies who do checks on heating and air units, maybe you've made a goal. I want to get 100 more clients who are on our recurring business platform. Okay, that's your destination. So now reverse and go back down and say, okay, how do I start? Where's my starting point? And what's the path to get to that destination? So for example, for marketing wise, if your goal is to get, let's just again use this number, 100 new clients, analyze, you have to start looking forward and analyzing how you're going to get there. Am I going to advertise in the neighborhoods I'm already in? Am I going to have a campaign where I get a billboard in a certain area because that's the area I want to be in? You want to start thinking through, how am I going to reach people? One of the best things you can do to get new clients is where you already have clients, you expand in that area, because the chances of word of mouth sales are going to be much greater because you already have clients who are using you. So for example, if you got within the 3 square mile radius, you've got 20 clients, you should really contact those clients and ask them, one, to start posting or telling their neighbors about you. Two, start putting signs or something around that area so that your brand is seen more in that area. And you'll be surprised at how much many clients you can pick up. So again, you start with the destination. So you actually start backwards. Then you go to the starting line and then you make the path towards the destination so that you can connect those two things. One of the things that you can do for 2021 when it comes to a marketing strategy for, you know, starting off really good and reaching your new goals in 2021 is you have to think about how you're going to do it creatively. We have a problem, guys, this coming year, and that we're still going to have to deal with the residual effects of COVID. And so the things we've always done for advertising, maybe you advertised at sporting events. There's not going to be that many sporting events. There's not going to be fans at a lot of events. So maybe, you know, your budget for that is going to go somewhere else. Maybe you've done door hangers. You're going to be caught in that situation. Do I want to go touch people's doorknobs? And what do I want to be up close to people and make them, you know, there's, you know, that fear right now with COVID, even though Amazon still does packages up to people's doors all the time. So you could say that's hypocritical, but that's, you know, to each their own on that. But my point being, when you're thinking forward for this coming year, you're going to have to do it in different ways than you probably ever have, because we're going to be living in different times than we've ever lived. So think through, again, let's go through this process again. Think through your destination, which is your goal. Find your starting point, and then start orchestrating a strategy to that path before you spend any money, before you do anything set in stone. And then again, one reminder is, if you don't have a website, you need to go get one today. I was talking to a gentleman last night, and we were talking about, he's doing very well. He's got a roughly $300,000 business, and he's just now getting a website. So look at how much, you know, he's done great, 4 employees, $300,000+ business, and he still hasn't tapped into, you know, internet marketing, internet sales, and a website platform. So imagine how great his business is going to be in 2021 when he implements that one huge factor into his business. So hope that helps you guys understand how to finish strong, how to look forward to 2021 and making it the best year in your business, in your life, and in your future is very bright. So guys, this is Alex Kirby, host of the Down to Business podcast, where we take your business and make it our business. We look and talk about how to make you a better leader, a better business owner, and a better entrepreneur. And we do that through topics and interviews. So guys, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Looking forward to bringing you more content next week on the Down to Business podcast. This is Alex, and I hope you have a blessed day.